Just a few months ago, more than 500,000 Americans were working for the U.S. Census. That helped to prop up the job numbers in this economy. But as the 2010 census winds down, most of those jobs have disappeared. And many former census takers are looking for work in what is still a tough labor market. Iowa Public Radio's Sarah McGammon reports from Des Moines.
Teresa Brown's census job came along at just the right time. She was working before, running a home daycare, but after her son James was shot to death a week before his 22nd birthday, she says she could no longer muster the patience to work with children all day. That's when Brown went to work as a clerk and later a recruiter for the U.S. Census.
It really made a big difference to get out and around people. It really helped calm my nerves. I was able to stay focused.
Brown is 44, a short, round woman with bright eyes and hair pulled back behind her head. She and her husband are raising 5 grandkids, all aged 6 and younger, including 3 of her son's children.
Okay, you guys want your cheese and crackers?
Yeah.
All right.
On a weekday afternoon, the kids turn cartwheels, toss around a ball, and snack on crackers and bologna sandwiches in the large kitchen.
Thank you, Mommy.
Brown has had more time with them since her census job ended at the beginning of July. She's applied for office work and had a couple of interviews, but nothing has come through yet. Her unemployment benefits have run out. Brown's husband is in poor health and can't work, so the family is living with relatives. 57-year-old Kevin Schroeder had been out of work since losing an advertising job almost 3 years ago, until the census hired him as an interviewer in April. He says that provided a welcome break from unemployment.
For as long as I've been out of work, that is probably something that really maybe grates on a person the most, is when you wake up in the morning, you don't have to be anywhere.
Schroeder is back to that feeling and the job search since his position ended in mid-August. Most census workers have been let go, and offices across the country will shut their doors completely by mid-November. As workers head back out into the labor market, they're up against sluggish job growth and national unemployment rates still well above 9%. Steve Langrud is a career coach and works at DePauw University in Indiana.
I think what people are finding is that the competition is still stiff, that there's still a lot of people looking for work, that there probably are not as many opportunities as they had hoped there would be, thinking, well, by the time I'm done, there'll be a much bigger uptick in opportunities that we probably haven't seen.
But Langrud says former census employees have at least one advantage, a recent work history. Teresa Brown hopes her experience will position her to be hired soon. She says when she has too much free time, she finds herself thinking more about her son's death. And she longs for a permanent home for the children.
Their thing is that, well, Grandma, when are we going to get in our house? When do we want to go home? So that's why I really want to get back into the workforce so that we can all get up underneath our own roof and continue to live like we had before.
For now, with the census just another line on her resume, Brown says she's trying to hold on long enough to land that next job. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McCammon in Des Moines, Iowa.